Relationships make the world go round, and they make or break your business reputation. If you want more sales, it's time to understand how mastering relationships increases your value. Here's your host and DFW's Relationship Master, Paul Russo. You're listening to Relationship Mastery with Paul Russo, but today you've got Susan Hamilton. Unfortunately, Paul couldn't be here today, and I am subbing for him. And check it out. I've got Bobby Malloy. And Bobby Malloy owns Conversion Hacker. Do you dig that name? That name is such an awesome name. And I have been talking to her while we've been getting ready for this show. And I'm excited to share what she knows, because very seldom do I get these great conversations with somebody who understands data, understands platforms, understands engagement, gets this in a time, in a space when it's so important for us to really understand what that means so we can continue to build our tribe and our community. Welcome, Bobby.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, exciting.
I'm excited to be here.
Conversion Hacker. How long did it take you to come up with that name?
Oh, well, I think I came up with it because I want to take back the name Hacker. It's actually not about breaking into things. It's about making things better, right? That's the computer scientist in me. Uh-huh. It's all about conversions. And conversions happen because of how you communicate with people, not just because you say, hey, buy my stuff.
So, that doesn't work like that?
No, you know what? You know, you can sit there with your megaphone in the middle of a crowded space and say, buy my stuff, buy my stuff. And I mean, that's what a lot of marketing is today. And unfortunately, it doesn't work. And it just pisses people off.
Now, sometimes, it's okay, you can say that. You know, a lot of times the megaphone on a rooftop approach might be a little bit better. And I think we do have to find out what platform we need to stand on with the megaphone. Because it's an interesting time in history to be doing business. And it's an interesting time to encourage the community to get out and build those powerful relationships. Because they have no idea the temperature of the community, right? They're gauging all of these things. What do you say? Between the data side of what's allowed to be said. You know, when we first came back after COVID for the OBBM Network, one of our shows was Uncommon Sense in Local Business. And we were having those discussions about, wow, how do you get your emails out if you're a health and wellness company when you know that they're censoring all your content?
There's a lot of it that's being censored. And it doesn't matter even if the people ask to be on your list, there are times where even the list sometimes is censored. I write for several health and wellness companies and for their emails. And it's all about building that relationship. So saying things that stand out from the crowd, saying
Love
the things
that
your people want to hear, and it's not assuming that you know what they want to hear. In fact, it's one of those things to where I tell a lot of people, don't assume that you know what your audience wants to hear. Ask them.
So how does that gel with your SEO understanding and the way a lot of local businesses really kind of, they say, well, I want to be where everyone is. And I don't know. For me, I feel like if you want to be where everyone is, how's the right consumer going to find you?
This is what I tell people a lot of times, because I'm a copywriter. I can write for anybody. I'm just not everybody's copywriter. So I have to find the people that want me, that I enjoy writing for. And it's the same in business. If you are marketing to everybody, you're marketing to no one. You're not reaching anybody because you don't understand the pain points. You don't understand those frustrations and struggles that your audience has. And so how can you talk to them? Because you don't understand what it is that they want and what they need. And so that's where you get that megaphone approach that says, here, buy my stuff. You know, and it comes down to, you know, we buy with emotion. We justify with facts. And a lot of marketing today is fact, fact, fact. Here's this product. Here's all the specs of this product. But that doesn't tell me why I, as a consumer, should buy this. Why should I be interested in this? What's in it for me as the consumer? Too many businesses, and you'll see this all the time, where it's like, we've been in business for 25 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. That shows longevity, and it shows that you've done something right. But that doesn't speak to me as your consumer. What is it that you do for me, and how can you help me? And that's one of the things that is missed a lot in any kind of marketing, and very specifically in email. It's why most of our emails get deleted. In fact, 95% of emails that come into anybody's inbox gets deleted, and they can do it in less than 5 minutes because it's all spam to them. They're like, I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask for this.
And it's funny you say that. You do hear that a lot here. You know, I circulate with business owners on a regular basis, several mm-hmm. times a week, where those conversations are happening. And it's like, well, you know, I don't believe it's dead. I believe that if you can't get that email open, that should tell you something. That email open is a scientific point you need to start mastering, whether or not they clicked on it. Mm-hmm. Once they did open, it ought to tell you a lot, and so whether they respond to you.
80% of your email goes to the subject line and those first few words in the preview text. That's all you have to capture somebody's attention. So unless they're in a buying mode, and at any point in time, only 3% of your target audience is in the buying mode at that exact moment. So when you send
what percentage
out,
of time?
About 3% of people are in a buying mode.
Oh, I see what you said. Okay.
Right? That doesn't mean that they're not interested in your product, but only about 3% of people are actively looking to buy at that exact moment.
Mm, that's a really cool little tidbit. I hope you got that. Write that down. That was very good.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when you send out an email that says 25% off of our product for this weekend only, you're going to catch that 3%. But there's no reason for the rest of the 97% to even open that email, because if they're not in a buying mode, they know that that email's it's a selling email, and that's all it's going to be about. Whereas if you can give them a subject that can be counterintuitive, it could be intriguing, it could be, you know, can talk about any of the five major emotions that get people to motivate them to take an action, you know, and that would be, you know, that's fear, that's anxiety, it's social status, it's intrigue, and it's the want and need, right? And if you go through any of those types of emotions, you can get them to engage with the content that still turns and gets them to engage in an action. And that's where you build the relationship.
I love that. And everything that we're doing here at OBBM is really built around that. So that's very cool. We call this cause marketing. It's really reaching into a community to realize there's a reason why your business needs to grow. I've got a million of them. Uh-huh. But this Susan's not going to solve this problem. This community is going to solve this problem. And so all I've got to do is create the environment. But the other side of that is making sure people realize, what does that mean to have that much content? What are those focus points, mm-hmm. and how is it relevant to them? So that's something that is, I don't know when it will not be a daily deep dive into how to do it better, how to improve it. And I don't think there could be a more important time in history than to really master communication, mm-hmm. and nail that point.
Absolutely. And so here's the deal with selling. People want to be sold. They'll tell you, I don't want to be sold. They just don't want to be sold stuff that they don't want, or that they don't need, or that they don't see that there's a reason for them to have.
Yeah.
Now, how do you balance selling them with building the relationship, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to build that relationship first.
Yeah.
And I mean, as a general rule of thumb to start, give them 3 pieces of content, then sell them. Give them value up front. Why are they listening to you? Why are they talking to you? Why are they even opening up your emails? Give them something. And here's the fun part. You can give away your best information and then turn around and sell them a product that continues to give them more information and more value. But if you don't give them a reason to contact, a reason to even listen to you, that value up front, there's never going to be an opportunity for you to turn around and sell them, because it's all about the me, instead of you as the consumer.
We are going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Are you digging this?
We'll be right back with Relationship Mastery Podcast after these messages. Remember to subscribe to the OBBM Network on Spotify.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. The Epoch Times is independent. We're not controlled by any special interests, and we never will be. The Epoch Times is a non-partisan media. That means we don't stand for any political party. This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would ensnare this country in ignorance, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. We'd love to have you on board.
My name is Alfred Walker, and I own a DFW Farmers Insurance Agency serving Texas and Oklahoma. And I wrote the book on business growth for entrepreneurs like you, literally. I've been where you are today, and preparing you for the future is exactly why we've become the Small Business Trusted Insurance Advisor for almost 10 years. As a father, husband, community member, and business owner, I've built my business on referrals and clients that return over and over again. Business owners trust the Alfred Walker Farmers Insurance Agency. Isn't it time you give me a call? Don't wonder. Know you're prepared for life and business today. Call the Alfred Walker Farmers Insurance Agency at 972-438-3557. That's 972-438-3557.
You're listening to Relationship Mastery. This is Susan Hamilton. I'm guest hosting for the wonderful Paul Russo, who cannot be with us today. But I'm talking to Bobby Malloy with Conversion Hacker. And we're talking about content. We're talking about copy. We're talking about, oh my gosh, everything. Because this is such a data-driven world. But that is not necessarily good. We need to understand it, though, so we know how to leverage the things that exist today in our favor. Because the local family business is just vital to the American lifestyle. That is not going to exist in the absence of it. And so communication is so huge. We've got there was a very real initiative to scare the consumer world that yes. has just been unleashed over the world. And that there, when you've got a scared consumer, I say marketing to scared people is not a great strategy.
It has its place.
Yeah.
But it has its place in very few niches.
Right now, you've got to go after the chest bumpers. You've got to go after the people that can that really understand what's at stake because they're going to reach into this community. And so building the engagement within the B2B space is so huge. Building up that community where people know, hey, where do we stand on this? Well, we stand for a free nation.
Yes. And it's interesting, especially in the world today, there's a lot of political correctness. There's a lot of things that certain people will tell you can say, others will tell you can't. It doesn't matter where you stand on anything politically. Make sure you're speaking with your audience.
With your audience. You build them up. You stay focused on that, and you cannot lose. And it's the wisest approach you can possibly take.
You know, and, you know, so there are several companies that do this, even some of the larger companies that do this in spite of everything else and backlash, you know, and Chick-fil-A is one of those, which is really interesting. They're like, we're not going to be open on Sundays, and this is where we stand. And it's okay because they're public about it and they're consistent about it. It's not, well, today we're going to waver and we might do something different. They stand with what it is that they believe. And there are other companies that do so as well. And that's part of building the relationship with your customers, is letting them know where you stand. And you don't have to go through and commit social suicide by, you know, putting your flag in the stand, you know, in the sand and staying there. It's just make sure that you're communicating with your audience and what they want. I don't watch football for politics. I watch football for entertainment, right? There are some places that I go for certain information, and make sure that you're communicating with your customer as they want.
Now, that being said,
relationship is.
That being said, if you're pleasing everybody, you're doing it wrong. There's a part of your marketing that, yes, there's the engagement, but it's also that you and I know well, it's engaging the right audience. And that happens to be people you want to work with. That is not just like everyone. There's going to be someone who has got a very different approach that they want to take with their business. Mm-hmm. Great. I want those that are going to interact and grow this business, because that's the hub that we have here.
And doing that, even, you know, back in through email and building everything that way.
Yeah.
So here's the number one tip I give to people that are writing their own emails if they're not going to hire somebody like me to do them for them. The number one tip I give is, don't sit down to write your email and start with, hey, everybody, here's the deal. This is what I've got going on. I'm speaking, because you're speaking to the masses at that point. Sit down and imagine somebody sitting across the computer who is your perfect person, the one you're talking mm-hmm. to.
In a friendly manner. Like, how exactly. am I, so how would I, if I was hanging out with a beer and exactly. chatting it
sitting
up.
Down, if you're sitting down at the bar, say? How would you talk about your company? Right. How would you talk about what you do? How would you talk about your products and your services? You talk to that person that you're talking
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
And that's where some email marketing softwares, the good ones, will have the ability to say, you know, to insert your first name into there because they your list has that information. So you can say, hi, Susan, here's what we're working on today. Here's how this helps you. But I can sit down and write that email with the perfect person in mind. And it's like I'm having a conversation
yeah.
because that's what it is. And that doesn't matter whether it's content or copy with the intent to get them to do an action. If I don't feel as the consumer like you are talking directly to me and it's a conversation, now I'm being dictated to, and that's when that gets marked as spam, deleted, removed off your list, they're unsubscribing because you're missing that relationship, that key connector on how to stay relevant in their inbox.
Yeah, there's some really good filters you can employ in that, knowing that. No, you can put some things, you have, if you want to build your tribe, you can be very, you can wisely do that with the way that you decide to engage with your community. And I suggest you do it because you want your life and business to be enjoyable. That means you want to work with people that you want to work with. So build that intentionally.
And it's all about, it is truly about the words you use and how you use them,
yeah.
right? A wonderful example when you talk about like the extremes, this is why it's very difficult to talk to everybody.
Right, right.
Is you talk to a new mother who is struggling to get sleep, and feed her family, or you know, work and take care of you know all these different things that we have as these expectations that society puts on us as women. You talk to somebody like that very differently than you talk to a CEO executive who is in a different spot. Now
yeah.
that doesn't mean that you assume different things about these people. You just talk to them very differently, versus the way you would talk to a grandmother. Versus the way you would talk to the frat boy who just
sure,
graduated
sure.
from college. The way you communicate, the words you use, this is why it's important to know your audience.
Yeah, yeah.
Is because if you're trying to talk to your audience being mothers and you're using language that comes across as, you know, this bro surfer, you have a massive
disconnect.
That's funny
disconnect. That you say that. I've got the very first VA that I hired, I really worked hard on that relationship too, because I believe she had the skill and the expertise and a lot of technology behind of what she was doing that I believed, you know what, if I can afford to work with this lady, she's really going to grow my business. And I was completely convinced, really liked her. So hired her, and I have to tell you, it was ridiculous how I felt like she made me sound like a drunk hippie. And I thought, you know, that can't be how we're going to go about it. So I had some expectations for how I wanted my brand represented. And I think what you'll find in the copywriting space, in the email space, in the social media content space, is when we're going to take on a copywriter, we want to know that you understand how to represent what we want our voice to
Absolutely.
Sound like.
In fact, it's really interesting. So I have written for hundreds of companies.
Yeah.
And if somebody can look at that and go, Bobby wrote that. I didn't do my
job. I've always said that. Oh, I love you.
In fact,
yes.
You should never know that it
yeah.
was a copywriter that
yeah.
wrote it, or that it was the business mm-hmm. owner that wrote it, or, you know.
And so I come full circle on that, because now that my voice is very much a part of the OBBM network and all of mm-hmm. those pieces, I've had to learn to stand on that. That wasn't my forte. That wasn't my training. And I appreciated being behind the scenes. There just came a time when I had to step it up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're going to listen to a handful of our sponsors. And are you loving this with Bobby Molloy as much as I am? Oh, my gosh, she's so coming back. So we'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Relationship Mastery Podcast after these messages. Remember to subscribe to the OBBM Network on Spotify. When it's time to perform, it's too late to practice. First Safety Training in DFW supports local communities and churches through firearms training and nonviolent dispute resolution training. Understand the laws related to weapons and deadly force, handgun use and safety, and proper storage practices. A trained and licensed gun-carrying citizen will react quicker to protect themselves and others. Call 214-808-9757 to schedule your introduction to handguns,
license to carry, active shooter, church security, and survival training. Be prepared for the best possible outcome of a weaponized attack. Make sure the law is on your side in the event deadly force is necessary. Call 214-808-9757 and work with former law enforcement trainers and range officers. Meet all municipal, county, state, and federal regulations. Understand your gun and how to care for it properly. Call First Safety Training at 214-808-9757 today.
Who do you call for IT maintenance and solutions? Hey, I know a guy. Call 877-27-1-STOP. With One-Stop IT Solutions, your business is their number one priority, your first line of defense in this new cyber world, and with everything on your plate, they're also your peace of mind. Managed IT helps you keep more of your hard-earned dollars, makes everyday tasks easier, and reduces risks you probably aren't even aware of. When One-Stop IT Solutions is on the job, you can get back to business and focus on those new ideas you're thinking about with support necessary to get them done. Call 877-27-1-STOP for DFW IT help you can count on. That's 877-27-1-STOP. Call today, 877-27-1-STOP.
And we're back. You're listening to Relationship Mastery with Paul Russo. Only today you're with Susan Hamilton, and I'm here with Bobby Malloy. And we're talking content and copy and relationship and engagement in that space. And I think that's just so, so important. So the name of Bobby's company is Conversion Hacker. And because I almost called it what we were calling Infusionsoft on the break. That's funny. Oh, my gosh. No, it's not Confusion Hacker. It's Conversion Hacker.
That's correct.
It's so, so important. You know, as we were talking, there's some major misunderstandings, and I'm going to connect these dots because email and social media are such a huge part of the marketing that you should be doing for your business today. Mm-hmm. You really need to be exploring what works and what doesn't, and be very, very critical Absolutely. Of what's not working, because right now,
and understand which asset you own as the business owner, right? So if you have a massive following on Facebook, that's great until Facebook shuts you down and says you no longer fit
right.
our
So
people.
You get that because your health and wellness, a lot of the writing you do. And mm-hmm. So when I was hired, that's also a lot of my space, was working in the health and wellness field. So a couple things that did for me is I'm pretty doggone educated about health and wellness. So you can't, you can't mess with that. You can't take that kind of education away. The other part is understanding you've always had regulations for what you're allowed to say. That's
Absolutely.
Not new. That's important, an important distinction with
and
your writing.
What's actually really interesting about that is those constraints, those rules and regulations are that's what allows you to be creative mm-hmm. and get your message across. You know, if you go into a completely blank white room with no restrictions and nothing but possibility, most people are stuck. They don't know where to start. They don't know which direction
That's
to go
funny
in.
Funny that you say that. That is so true.
There's nothing that says these are the words that you mm-hmm. that you know, this is what you can and can't say. So once you start putting constraints around things, I'm only going to talk to these types of people. I'm only going to talk to this type of audience. I'm only going to use these kinds of words because legally I can't use other words. When you put these restraints and create this box, creativity is actually what happens. Because so maybe you can't use this specific word, but what other words can you
use? We are going to hit the thesaurus, aren't we, Mama?
Oh, well, exactly. we were talking about tools before.
Yeah.
The number one tool that I use almost day in and day out is the thesaurus. Because maybe I can't use the word opportunity because I'm writing for a mm-hmm. company that says that's not a word that we're going to use.
Right.
Okay, so if it's not an opportunity, what else could it be? It's a movement. It's a momentum. It's, mm-hmm. It's... there's a lot of different words that you can come up with by using the thesaurus, and you can get you can actually get a clearer picture across because you expand your knowledge and you expand the words that you mm-hmm. use because the words you use matter.
So the thing of it is, though, today, and let's just be honest, let's go here.
Okay.
But when you're looking at Facebook in particular, I'll say Facebook in particular, you've got this scenario where most local businesses are not really using it. Not people making money. Mm-hmm. Those of us that have been in this space for a while mm-hmm. understand that business as it was is just not the same there.
Exactly.
And so many people jumped off of that and felt like, this is just too many hoops to jump through, so I'm not doing it at all. So, but we know we need to be there because we have trained people to go there, and they're going to go there to find us. So I'm going to represent. So I'm going to hire a marketer. I'm going to hire a writer or somebody who's going to handle that for me. And they're, so you got a marketer on this side, on this page, that's going to be doing the social media. And that usually amounts to, I'm going to put some posts out. Then you've got another page doing the same thing. And now Facebook's going to tell you that the engagement between these two marketers equals business. And they're going to give you these views and reviews. And it's going to make these stats look a certain way. Mm-hmm. And when, in fact, if you gauge your business on whether or not that was productive, that's re-freaking-diculous. That's ridiculous. I want to know how to reach into that community and talk to actual business owners that are making a difference, because if it's just marketing to marketers, I just don't want to play that silly game, because that's making a tech giant a lot of money, because all they're doing is watching our behavior and taking in the data analytics on that. So that being said, there's got to be smarter ways to do that. There's got to be tools that make better sense.
Well, use Facebook for what it's for.
Yeah.
It's designed for engagement. It's designed for building relationship in a certain way. So go on Facebook, go on your page, and ask relevant questions.
Yeah.
Ask the questions of your audience to then turn around and take that information so you can dial in exactly what
it's
it
just
is.
That's a significant time consideration. And most of us are going to say, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm going to work on the client work. Okay, writer, how can I make sure you're representing my brand and involved in that? Do you do the engagement side of it? Because that's a lot more in depth and a bigger time commitment, even on your copywriting side.
On social, I don't.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. I very rarely see people that do.
There's a lot of content people that do take care of that. Yeah. Social media managers and all that type of stuff.
You know that, and that's what you would call it. Is that the title that we would use today? Is
yes,
somebody that's
social
actually
media manager
management? They're not just going in there and posting. And I would just say that I'm not sure that's effective. It's got its point, because if someone's researching you to see if you've got a valid business or what's your messaging and what are you talking about,
you have to be in
having there, right?
You have to have that presence.
But if you're gauging, another business by the interaction on it, you're missing something, because it takes somebody monitoring that to make that happen.
My mortgage still doesn't accept my likes and followers as payment, and so there's another metric that has to be used.
Oh, that was a beautiful way to say that, Bobby. That was beautiful. Truth.
Right. And so that's where, and so you can be on these different platforms and you can have all these different ways to bring people into your audience, but that's more like your top of funnel.
Yeah.
You're building the engagement, you're building the awareness. You are speaking to the masses while still kind of dialing in your niche. You got to bring them off of those platforms into something that you control. And that's where email lists are very, very,
agreed,
very highly valuable.
Oh, my gosh. We got two more minutes, and I've got so much I want to talk to you about on these emails, because I love what you understand about this. So in the next few minutes, just what do we need to understand about the email quality for engagement? Where were you headed with that thought?
So the email quality and engagement is, give people your best information and talk to them in a way that they can understand, right? So get down into who they are, what do they want, what do they need? How can you marry your product or service with a want or need that your consumers have? To do that, again, pick one person in mind who is your target audience and have a real conversation with that person, even if it's virtually or in your head as you're typing this email out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're communicating with people like it's a conversation. Don't write too difficult so that it's so crazy and hard for them to understand, because if you confuse them, they don't continue to come to you and they don't buy from you.
Well, yeah, a confused consumer doesn't do anything at all, so we didn't say
it,
and all we did was add to the confusion in the space. So, Bobby, what is the best way that people can reach out to you?
So I am, I've got a website, it's conversionhacker.com. I am on Facebook, The Bobby Molloy is where I'm on Facebook. Those are probably the two best places to get to me. And I do have a simple way that they can get onto my email list if they want. So if they go to conversionhacker.com/checklist, it is a 21-point copy audit that they can run through for any marketing and any copy that they have. That gives them exactly what they need to boost their sales.
Oh, talk about relationship mastery. Woman, you are a relationship master. And I'm really, really thrilled with this conversation, Bobby. I I look forward to getting to know you better and sharing this. Friends, when you listen to, you can subscribe to Relationship Mastery, all the OBBM Network podcasts on Spotify, iHeart, wherever you listen to them. Go ahead and get that information and know that we write all of this up because we understand content and copy, and it's so, so important. So you're going to be able to find those links and get right to Bobby and start working with someone who knows this space that I would personally endorse from this conversation as really understanding what we need to do. Are we on fire to get America back up and get our communities moving in business again?
Small businesses and entrepreneurs are the backbone of this country.
My goodness.
If you can't hire people or do what you do or provide the service, the country doesn't exist.
And so, all of its content, absolutely. Right? All of its content.
Well, there's content and copy, which is a whole different conversation.
No, but we're having that conversation because I'm having you back. And you and I are going to spend more time on that because we need to go there. You've been listening to Relationship Mastery with Paul Russo. Only you had Susan Hamilton today with Bobby Malloy and Conversion Hacker.
You've been listening to Relationship Mastery Podcast with host Paul Russo. To work with Paul, call 972-849-7958 and discover practical tools you can use to master relationships in golf, follow-up, and direct sales. Relationship Mastery Podcast is produced by Offbeat Business Media, LLC for the OBBM Network and syndicated across multiple podcast networks, including Spotify. Unauthorized use of the OBBM Network brand is expressly prohibited, but you can reach out to Offbeat Business Media at 214-714-0495 for authorization, guest, sponsor, and programming information.